Hey everybody, welcome back to, well, I guess welcome to Two Guys, Not a Movie, and a little mini-cast. I'm Tyler, you can call me T.
And I'm Malcolm, you can call me Mac, or the other guy.
This is just a little informal, a little conversation to let the audience, you are dedicated listeners, all five of you, and to let us all bond a little bit. So you know who you're listening to every week, and maybe make you feel a little more at home when you got us snuggled up in your ears. So I've got a question for Mac. Last weekend, shortly after we finished recording an episode, I was faced with a very personal question that really kind of shook me to my core.
See, how personal are we talking here?
We'll get there, Mac. Don't worry.
The anticipation is killing me.
I've never faced a problem like this before in my life, and I needed confirmation one way or another on whether I was right or whether other people were right on this particular issue. And so we're going to go ahead and tackle that issue now. Mac, the all-important question. I already have my answer.
I'm scared.
My answer's been well-documented among other people, so I'm not going to tell you my answer right off the bat. I'm going to let you go ahead and answer first. But the question is, how do you make spaghetti?
Oh my God.
Like, not the process of making the spaghetti, like boiling the noodles and cooking the meat. I want to know, and this is important, because not only are we friends, but we are cousins. We are bonded by blood.
We are. Okay, so before I give you my answer, I'm just going to assume, before you give your answer, that you're the type of person that puts your noodles down and has a separate pot with the sauce and meat to put on top.
Well, let's go ahead and hear your answer.
I mix it all together.
You mix it all together.
Yes. That is how you make good spaghettums.
I've never heard it called spaghettums, but I like it. In fact, I love it. I'm going to start calling it spaghettums from now on.
Spaghettums, and I love it.
Okay. Now that we've cleared the air, we've gotten that out of the way, I am the same way.
Oh.
last weekend, I was with a group of people, and they will remain unnamed, but if they should listen to this, you all know who you are.
If you're family, I'll find you.
But this had come up in a topic of discussion, how to properly make and serve spaghetti, or as Mac puts it, spaghettums.
It's spaghettums.
I like to call it spapeggy because I'm a fan of King of the Hill. And if you're a fan of King of the Hill, you'll definitely get that reference.
I like spaghetti.
Yeah,
spaghetti. That cartoon, I don't know what it's from, but that there's like this koala bear thing that'll bust through the door with this really bad Italian accent. And he's like, who ate all my spaghetti? And I was like, that's
funny. Okay, all right, well, anyways. The majority of the people in this room, not this room that we're talking in the room.
It's just us two here, so.
In the room where the question originated. There was like six of us. All adults. All presumably civil. But they said that the only way to make spaghetti and serve spaghetti is to have, as Mac put it earlier, a plate of spaghetti and then the sauce. And then you put the sauce on top of the spaghetti. That is how I had it when I was a kid.
Like, yeah, that's how I had it in elementary school.
Yeah, and that's fine. I no judgments for anybody out there that that eats their spaghetti like that.
No, see, I'm going to judge because it's unnecessary. Why?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Mac's going to throw down the judgment hammer. That's fine. I am not going to judge anybody. But when I said that I mix it all together and I saw nothing wrong with that, I got a look of such disdain.
Like you were the Judas of the bunch.
Such disgust. Like, what have we done wrong to make you this way? Like, it was such such displeasure with me. And they could not for the life of them figure out what was wrong with me, probably mentally.
I know. See, and I have an idea on who this is, because I feel like I've seen one of these certain people at the store after we recorded, actually, and he was getting spaghetti sauce.
Well, we weren't eating spaghetti that night, so. Okay, so maybe not. So, when the mic is off, I want to know who it was, though. But anyways, one person shot me this horrible look of just disgust, almost. And they just couldn't figure out why on earth I would serve spaghetti like that. Another person, literally, I think was probably about willing to lay down their life for this argument. And they said, when you order spaghetti in a restaurant, how does it come prepared? And I said, I don't really know, because I haven't ordered spaghetti in years. And they said that it comes not mixed together. It comes as a pile of noodles with sauce on top. And if you want more sauce, it comes on the side. I don't understand this. I want to understand this. When you go to Burger King and you order a double cheeseburger and they ask you what toppings you want on it, you say like ketchup, mustard, maybe pickles, whatever condiments you want on it, and they put those on, and you're fine with the amount that they put on, why is it different with a pile of stringy noodles? You should just be fine with the amount of sauce that comes with them. When I make goulash, I mix goulash. Everybody makes goulash. I've never seen a single person make goulash with sauce separate from the noodles.
Oh my God, if someone did that, I swear. I swear.
When I make macaroni and cheese, I don't make a big pot of cheese sauce and then spread it over my mac and cheese noodles. So why is it different for spaghetti? You don't serve lasagna in like 20 separate layers. It comes all together. You get what you get, and you just don't throw a fit.
That's true. That's the golden rule.
That is the golden rule.
One of them, anyway.
So anyways, I'm glad we're on the same page here. I was really worried that this was going to cause a rift between the two. It may cause a rift between listeners and Mac.
Yes. Okay, this is my problem, okay? You have sauce in a separate pan from your noodles. And you decide not to mix them. You serve yourself. You put a big pile of noodles on your plate. And so then you put the sauce on top. When you're eating and you get through that pile of sauce first, you have bare noodles. And if that pleases you, you're sick to your core, and I do not like you.
Fair enough. One last thing before we wrap this little conversation up. Like 3 days before we had this conversation, I made spaghetti, and I did not mix the noodles and the sauce together. It was the first time in a very long time that I did not mix the noodles together. And when I set that on my daughter's plate, my 6-year-old daughter's plate, and there was spaghetti with spaghetti sauce resting on top of it and not mixed together, it was almost the end of the world.
I imagine so, and I would agree.
She was angry. She looked at the stove and saw that the noodles were in a separate pot than the sauce, and she was upset that it was not all mixed together. So, children are the future of America, by the way. So, you better get used to it, because someday when you're sitting in an old folks' home and somebody serves you spaghetti and it's all mixed up, you just know.
Take your dentures out and throw a fit. Because okay. That's what I would do immediately.
All right. Okay. Well, this conversation is going on a little bit longer than I had anticipated. But I just thought our listeners deserved to know what kind of people we were. And again, no judgments from me. You eat how you want to eat.
You're being judged by me forever. Not you, T, but the listeners. Listeners who separate them.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. I'm sure there's like some sort of topical political analogy to having the sauce with the noodles as opposed to segregation and separation. But we're not running a political podcast.
No, we are not.
And that stuff has no room here. So thanks for listening. If you have any issues with the way we eat spaghetti, you go ahead and hit us up on Twitter, on Instagram. You can even email us. If the emails are too long, though, I will probably not read them all. I give you about a paragraph, and then I'm out. And don't just think that you can write like a 10-page paragraph, because I give you about 5 sentences, and then I'm out.
If you can write a 10-page paragraph about spaghetti, I will take the time to read it, because that's impressive.
Even if they disagree with how you eat spaghetti?
Even if they disagree, because that is, for one, it's an unnecessary opinion to be that long, but I'm intrigued at the same time.
Fair enough. Again, you can go ahead and you can catch us on Instagram. That's at Two Guys and a Movie. That's T-W-O, Guys and a Movie. Twitter, at Two and a Movie. That, again, is T-W-O. And a movie, or you can email us twoguysandamovie@outlook.com. As always, that's T-W-O. Don't ask why all of our handles and addresses are different from one another, because that's a whole different mess for a whole different time. But that's how you can get a hold of us. And all that information will be in the show notes. So you can go ahead and get it there in case you missed it when I said it. Because I know not all of you are listening. I'm sure some of you tuned out 10 minutes ago. Maybe even before we actually started. Or at the very least when we said spaghetti. So
there's a lot of non-spaghetti eaters.
Very true. Very true. Anyways, everybody, have a good day. And just eat nicely.
Mix it together.